Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Training Camp 2020 Locked and Loaded is presented by Mountain High Appliance. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yes, here we are. Good morning. How's everybody doing out there? Thursday? How you doing, Mark Schlereth?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey, do you enjoy life's little victories?
Oh, yeah. Like getting up before the sun? Every day?
No, that's not a victory.
What do you mean that's not a victory?
That's not a victory.
Oh, I consider that a victory.
No. Beat you up, son. No.
Up yours.
No.
Yeah.
Little victories like, okay, so yesterday I leave here.
Okay.
And you get, we're down in the tech center, get onto I-25, uh-huh. And immediately the traffic's backed up. Standstill type stuff, right?
Okay.
I'm like, what the heck? So I get onto the highway to merge onto the highway. Mm-hmm. And you can keep going straight to Bellevue.
Right.
And my thought was, all right, I'll just take Bellevue West, you know, as I head out towards Lakewood, right? And as I got down to the light, on getting ready to turn onto Bellevue, I realized, well, wait a minute. If I go straight, I can get back onto I-25.
Right.
I'm like, I think this will get me beyond the accident. So I continue straight through Bellevue, right. Back up the ramp,
right,
and I pass all the traffic, and it's wide open highway.
Clear sailing.
And at that moment, I was happy. Because that was a little victory. It's like when you...
You feel like you cheated a little
bit,
though?
No. It's just, that was just good awareness, good planning.
Yeah.
Good focus.
It was fortuitous.
And, yeah, you know, maybe some good karma.
Serendipitous,
yes.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those life's little victories. It's like when you're at the checkout line or you're at the airport and you end up picking, you know, the line that moves the fastest. Little victory.
I don't know that I've ever been to the airport and picked the line that moves the fastest.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen that often.
I always seem to be able to pick the lane.
Yes, I'm like that too.
And you're like, oh, this lane's really moving. And then I get the one person that's never actually traveled.
Right. That's me normally, too.
You just want to say, sir, you don't have to take your underpants out of your bag. You leave your underpants in there. You don't have to unpack your whole bag. This is pre-check.
I'm taking the shirt off.
Yeah. Right? You don't have to take shears off.
No.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
Yeah.
Now.
Guys, butt naked, going through security.
Exactly. Is this what you need?
Yeah.
Everything's empty. Well, almost everything. Yeah. So, little victory yesterday.
That's good.
Love the little victories. A couple of big victories yesterday. It was a sports-a-palooza yesterday. We had Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, we had Avalanche. In the later afternoon, we had Rockies last night. And two out of three, Rockies couldn't finish off the clean sweep. But considering the two teams that are getting ready for the playoffs, both winning and looking good in doing so, do the Avalanche have a goaltending controversy? Pavel Francouz with a shutout yesterday. I know you were following that closely.
Yeah, I was following that very, very closely. I'm going to say no. Do you think they don't have a goaltending controversy?
They got
a backup that can play.
Yeah, that's how I looked at it. I got hit up on Twitter right away. You know, hey, dude, Avalanche have a goaltending controversy. Why would you? It was almost like the texter or the person on Twitter, like they reveled in the idea.
Right.
Like, why do you want, you don't want that. It's like if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. If you have two goaltenders, you have none. Especially going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You need to know who the guy is. More importantly, the guy needs to know
he's the guy. Yeah.
I mean, so, no, it's Grubauer.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no controversy. It's Grubauer. It's his job to lose So, you know, that's the guy. You ride and die with him. Unless he just is awful. And then you know you have somebody you that have is somebody competent that to go to. But no, there's right. no controversy.
No. Do I have to change my stance or do you have to change your stance on Michael Porter Jr.?
No.
Back-to-back 30s?
Well, what do you mean? What's changed? You're the one that was all like, well, you know, it's just one game. And I heard Zach yesterday's, the Hardy Boys, were they started to go after us. They're like, man, the morning show, why can't they get behind Michael Porter Jr.? And then Zach correctly amended that to say, well, it's not really Mike. It's more Mark. Mark can find. He's got a great talent in finding the negatives. Like, wow, that's kind of hurtful.
Well, let me just say this. One, somebody across the glass is majoring right now in pointing the finger and not pulling the thumb.
How so?
I need thumb pullers over here.
How so?
Well, you're skeptical as well as I am.
All I said about Michael Porter Jr. was Michael Malone was correct in the way he's handled him this year.
Yes.
Okay? But in these 8 games where all it is just a requirement to play out games to satisfy TV contracts around the league, it's a tune-up. So since there really isn't a whole lot at stake, there's no home court to be earned, then play him and play him through whatever inconsistencies or bumps
right.
that normally during the regular season
would get him benched.
Exactly.
Right.
And so it seems like Michael Malone, following my advice.
He listens.
And is just playing him. It also helps, by the way, no Will Barton, no Jamal Murray, no Gary Harris. So, you know, go out there and let it rip.
Right.
Gain some confidence. Now the question is, are you...
When you're a full squad, how many minutes... Well, his minutes will be dependent upon how well he plays. And not only not just offensively, guys. How well he plays. How well he plays playoff-style basketball. Yeah. Because playoff-style basketball, Zach knows better than I do. You know better than I do. But playoff-style basketball slows down quite a bit.
Yeah, what they're doing right now is not right.
Right. And so, I mean, there's a shorter bench. It slows down. There's more of an emphasis on defense. There's more emphasis on, you know, on shot selection. It's just a different style of basketball. And like, I'm no expert on that, but I know enough to know that it's different.
Well, I'm also curious once, and guys, you can come back anytime now, the Murrays, the Harrises, the Bartons, at some point, I know these games don't matter a whole lot, but you do got to get some playing time in and continuity. But I'll be curious to see when these veterans, 3 of them, come back. You know, they're all veterans. You know, they all want theirs.
Right.
You know, are they all of a sudden going to sit back and defer to MPJ? You know, how does that work? How does that fit?
And I'm not sure.
Do you keep MPJ in the starting lineup now? Has he earned the right to be in the starting lineup?
I think the other sports are a little bit different than football. You know, the old, you can't lose your job to an injury or whatever. That has no real bearing in football. If the guy who replaces you plays better than you. But I do believe based on the season, based on what they've done the last couple of years, based on understanding playoff basketball, those guys are going to get first crack at having their jobs back. Now, there may be a quicker, you know, there may be a quicker rotation. There may be quicker off the bench, and there may be more time off the bench than he's gotten previously simply because, you know, he's playing better. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'll anoint the guy starter because he knocked down 30 points in back-to-back games as a rookie in games that don't matter that are just RSN fill-ins. Hey, listen, I get that everybody gets, you know, their panties in a wad and gets excited over here on, you know, on the other shows. I'm grumpy.
Yes, you are.
Right. You got it. Yeah. Listen,
Papa Bear's a little
right.
Grumpy.
You just don't come in here and impress Papa Bear. You know, you got to bring him some honey. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ah, boo-boo.
That's right. We like a honey boo-boo.
If Zach That's wants obvious. Me on board, Zach needs to bring some honey. Bring me a honey pot, Zach.
He is kind of a boo-boo, isn't he?
He is a boo-boo.
He is kind of a boo-boo.
All right. He loves, you know, he loves his athleticism and his basketball, and he was, you know, he was Mr. Skywalker guy.
Mr. Albany Skywalker.
Yeah, Mr. Albany.
All right. So, thoughts on that? Avalanche Nugget fans, weigh in. Ramoslav.com, text line 303-713-1043. All right, much more coming up. We didn't really get a chance to really dive into some of the other things that Von Miller had to say, including what he thinks this defense is capable of this year. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
What's that saying I like to use? We got a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah. Lots to unpack.
Lots to unpack. And we spent most of our time talking about Von Miller yesterday. You know, him coming out and admitting that his motivation could have been better these last couple of years. And, you know, is that a good thing or a bad thing? So there was more to unpack from what he said the other day. And like I said, he was great. And, you know, you've seen him as the years have gone by. He's just become more and more comfortable and more and more comfortable in talking about, you know, himself, the team. I mean, right. Much more honest and really, really candid about stuff, which I love. But
you didn't like the fact that he had to pick it up, that he was human.
I don't want to go back down that road again with you. See, now you're the one trying to drag me down into
yeah.
the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I am.
And
I am
so big.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not going to go for it.
I am because, I you know, to... I mean, I'm right now, tete a tete.
Yeah. So what I'm, more interested in is, this defense. How good can this defense be? How great can this defense be? How great this defense needs to be, especially early on in the season when the inevitable struggles for this offense occur. And Vaughn, the other day, talking about how important it is to get Bradley Chubb back to form.
You know, I feel like whenever you have a season-ending injury, it really refocuses you. You know, it makes you refocus. And, you know, all the greats have had some type of season-ending injury, from Peyton Manning to Tom Brady to DeMarcus Ware, you know, to, you know, all the greats. And they always come back stronger. And, you know, Bradley Chubb, he was already a monster. And, you know, I feel like he's stronger. He's refocused. You know, not that he needed to refocus, but he's definitely refocused. He's ready to go. You know, he's been here this whole offseason, just chomping at the bit, getting ready to go. And I can definitely, you know, I definitely understand how he feels. You know, I saw my ACL as well, and you know, I know how the offseason is to grind and, you know, rehab, and all you can think about is football. All you can think about is getting back on the field. And you know, I know Bradley's thinking about the same stuff. And you know, whenever he gets out there, he's gonna be a monster. He's ready to explode, and it's a good thing.
Interesting perspective. You agree
yeah.
with it?
Yeah, I do. What year did Vaughn tear his ACL, and what did he do that?
Efforting Music Benny.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah, we've been pretty sharp. We haven't needed the Efforting Music.
Yeah, we have been on our proverbial games.
I think this is only like the, I don't know, second yeah. time this week that we've
I could have used some Efforting Music when you popped Francois Minois on me early in the show, and I wasn't exactly sure.
Francois Minois?
Yeah, you know,
Where is that from?
The goaltender.
No, that's Pavel Francouz. But where
yeah,
is
same
Francois
thing.
Minois?
Francois Minois.
Where have I heard that name
I think he was
before?
Once the Prime Minister of Canada, wasn't he? Francois Minois?
I swear to God, I've heard that name before.
Yeah, I think he was the Prime Minister of Canada.
All right, hold on. We got more Efforting Music.
Yeah, we
now,
got multiple things.
Before
that,
we even get to
I could have. Yeah, I could have definitely used
Francois
a little heads up before you started throwing backup goaltenders at me.
Minois?
Yeah, Francois. Was it Francois Minois?
Minois.
Maybe I just made that up.
Everywhere I go.
What are you coming up with?
Not much.
No?
No.
Hmm.
But yeah, for some reason that does, that seems, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to turn to my own Google, and that is the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, and you people out there can maybe help us out.
Yeah, Francois.
That sounds familiar to me.
To me, too.
I know.
Maybe it's just because it came out of my mouth. Okay.
All right. So Vaughn,
was it 2012?
Torres in 2013.
2013.
The next year, he came back, 2014, played a full season, and had 14 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So the year before he got hurt, he had 18 and a half sacks. Then he had the injury. Then he came back, he had 14 sacks, 11 sacks, 13 and a half, 10, 14 and a half. And then this past year, 8. He dropped down to 8. So, right. Yeah. So, you know, he had a strong bounce back year.
Strong bounce back year. I do think there are things about playing, you know, overcoming injury. It is an arduous task, both mentally and physically, to play this game. There is, I mean, you cannot argue that. It's arduous that way. And I do believe sometimes you take some things for granted. You know, the preparation becomes mundane sometimes. The week in and week out and playing hurt and trying to overcome injuries and all those different things. It is a grind, and it becomes exhausting, especially mentally. I mean, physically, you're beat up anyhow, but mentally, it becomes exhausting. And sometimes that time away where you can't, where you have to be out for a while, it just makes you realize how much you miss the game, how much you miss playing. And it does kind of re-energize, refocus, it gives you a different lens with which to see the game through. And it's such an important aspect to life, Mike, to be able to step back and look at situations through a different lens. To be able to do that, to be able to say, hey, wait a minute. I read this prayer the other day, and it was pretty funny, but it gives you some perspective. So think about this. I'm going to share this with you. This pastor is in this rural farming community. And he's doing a church service, and they're going to do the church service kind of Bible study type of thing. And he says to one of the congregation, if that congregation member would stand up and pray. And he's a farmer. So he says, certainly. So he stands up and he says, you know, I hate buttermilk. Never really been a fan of buttermilk. Buttermilk, as far as I'm concerned, you can have it. So the pastor's kind of like, uh-oh, here we go. He goes, you know, Lord, the other thing I don't like baking soda. Never been a fan of baking soda. Baking soda, as far as I'm concerned, sucks. You can have it. He goes, you know, while I'm on it, I don't much like white flour either. White flour has never been a big thing in my life. I don't really like it. And he goes, so as far as I'm concerned, you can have it. He goes, but you know what I do love? I do love biscuits. And when you mix all those things together, they are delicious. So I'm going to trust, Lord, that you know what you're doing. I'm going to trust that. And I'm going to understand that all these things that are going on in my life right now that aren't great, I'm going to trust that you're mixing them together. And they're going to be awesome.
I like that.
Can you walk? Can you step back and look at things through a different lens? I like to call it with my own kids, can you look through a God's eye lens and see the bigger picture?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're injured, it allows you the opportunity to step back and look through that lens and understand how blessed you are. Understand, you know, you're living out your childhood dream, and all the things that you complain about, you're like, wow, I really don't have much to complain about. So those are good things in your life as a player.
Not bad. I like it.
Yeah,
I like how you tied that all together. Of course, now I'm thinking nothing but McDonald's sausage biscuits right now.
Oh,
sausage.
Man. My wife makes them unbelievable. I might have to make her, I might have to have Lisa make her famous biscuits.
And then bring them in here.
And bring them in tomorrow morning at Biscuit Friday.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Delicious.
It is. What do we do on Fridays? What is it?
Egg and muffins.
I know, but what do we do? What's the thing? What was that?
diabetes.
No, is it just me Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just me Biscuit Friday?
I was just joking, kinda.
Diabetes. Or as my granddaughter used to say, Popo, I don't want to get itty-bitties.
Popo Gijo. Yeah.
I gotta tell Ben,
stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. You're killing me.
My
stomach.
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Oh. That's a new drop. I'm gonna have to explain that drop later in the show. You need to stick around for that. You're gonna like it.
Oh.
The Popo Gijo drop.
Oh my God, I'm crying right now. That's good. That was good. All right, Morning Brew coming up next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
For me, it's just all about energy. So I knew even if tonight I'm not going to shoot the ball amazing every night, but every night I can get on the glass, I can be active, I can get back on defense. So that's something I got to bring every single game. And then I think when I do that, it just opens up the rest of my game. So that's what I try to do tonight, and it worked out.
Michael Porter Jr., not the talk of the bubble, but one of the people that people around the NBA are talking about, with two back-to-back 30 burgers that he put up, helping the Nuggets to another win last night. So, and it was funny after the game. Michael Malone is awesome. I mean, the way that he uses these press conferences, you know, take that L on the way out of town, all that. So yesterday, his mic drop moment was, can you believe this guy wasn't chosen for the Rising Stars game?
Yeah.
And I was like,
you didn't play him, Michael.
You didn't play him during the year, Mike. That's coach. I mean, you were kind of responsible for that. You kind of put him in the NBA witness protection program so that nobody knew what he was doing or what he could do. So, but I thought that was great. You know, he kind of used like, man, can you believe the league didn't put him in there? What were they thinking? Mic drop. I'm out of here. I'm like, that's good. That's good.
You think it was like legitimate? Like, does he realize that he didn't actually play him?
Of course. No, that's just. See, because you remember now. Remember now, the two of them. It was a little rocky a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
He got taken out of the game.
Right.
MPJ wasn't happy. But to Michael Porter Jr.'s credit, he and Malone texted back and forth a number of times after that game. They kind of got on the same page, and Porter's played really well the last couple games. So you know, give Michael Malone credit for kind of pushing the right psychological buttons, right?
Sure. So all those people that say Michael Malone doesn't know what he's doing,
right? He's
Michael
John
Malone
Fox, 2.0.
The right coach, yeah. Michael Malone. Yeah, maybe pump your brakes. Maybe
you just don't flop it out there and expect to perform like that.
Maybe he does know a little something about something, right?
Maybe he does know something. All right. Next on the Morning Brew,
power play comes up big and we get the goaltending we want, and it ends up being a good win for us tonight. But great team effort. You know, I liked our whole lineup throughout.
Jared Bednar happy, and why not? His Avalanche look primed and ready, whereas some teams, and believe me, what you heard right there, I know it's hard to discern.
Mm-hmm. That was excitement.
He was overjoyed.
Yeah.
That's overjoyed, Jared Bednar.
You know, I liked our whole lineup throughout.
I mean, he literally
is
having a hard time keeping it together.
Right. That is tingly.
Yes.
Bednar.
Tingly Bednar, right. So the Avalanche roll over Dallas 4-0. Our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater, who's up there in Edmonton, said it was one of the best Avalanche games of the year. You know, in terms of how just...
Did you enjoy watching it?
Complete. I did not get a chance to watch it, no.
Does anybody in Denver get to see
James,
these?
It's funny you brought that up because James Marilat's been leading this charge, and we'll have him on in a couple of minutes. We'll leave that to James, okay?
You know what? At least the NBA, the games that aren't on TV, I can at least on NBA television watch the highlight package. Yeah. It's kind of fun. The NHL didn't even have a freaking highlight package.
Yeah, yet. I'll just use James's lie. It was a great one. He's like, yes, I know there are ways to, you know, stream and pirate and be able to somehow get it, but I don't want to have to pirate some signal from Kazakhstan in order to be able to watch the Avalanche and Nuggets. I'd like to be able to sit down in my living room in front of my big screen, hit my remote, and right. watch the game. I don't want to have to jump through all those hoops.
Up the cable stuff that I actually pay for.
Right. I don't want to have to jump through all these hoops while billionaires sit back and squabble. Anyway, he'll join us in a little bit. But do the Avalanche have any kind of a sniff of a goaltending controversy after Pavel Francouz, not Francois Mitterrand, who was the former French president, as we have been told by our listeners. Not Francois Mitterrand. It's Mitterrand. Francois Mitterrand.
Mitterrand. I just call him Minowal.
Minowal, right.
Yeah, Francois Minowal. French president. Not the Canadian.
No.
I thought I was thinking maybe French-Canadian.
No, it was French.
It was close.
French, yeah.
Wait, they both speak French. French-Canadians speak French.
Yes.
Quebec.
Yes.
That's where they come from.
Yes. Any goaltending controversy?
No. Come on.
No. It's Grubauer.
Yeah. It's the Grub.
The Grub. Next on the Morning Brew.
High fly ball, deep left field. Make it three games in a row. Rockies win in a row. Here comes Nolan.
Man. Three. That's tingly Drew Goodman.
Yeah, that is tingly Drew Goodman.
Where was I? Nolan Arenado homered for the third straight day, but the Rockies lose to the Giants.
Hey, where did that home run land? Was it in the deck?
Deck? You're in court.
Was that was that a deck shot?
Come on.
Ben? Where'd that land at?
All right, do it.
Dick shot!
There it is.
This is why we can't have nice things. All right, so the Rockies lose 4-3.
I was just joking, kind of.
That was disappointing, right? I'm thinking, sweet. Well,
you can still take 3 out of 4. Hey, look, it's just about winning series.
Right.
Just keep winning series. Bounce back today.
Win the series. But listen, if they split, then we can postpone the apology letter to Dr. Bridich.
Here's why I'm still.
And I won't have to have him replace my knee.
Even in defeat, I'm still feeling good. Is because a game at Coors Field, they held a team to 4 runs. And what we know, this team most nights will hit. So it's just the one question that I have, because it sure feels like this team is built to last. Mm. It really does.
It does.
But can this pitching, which has been such a pleasant surprise, continue to go out and do this? So even in defeat, the fact that they only gave up 4 runs, it's like, okay, that's my bigger takeaway. Right. That's why I still stay optimistic about things.
Kenley was great. Bard was great.
Stevez
was great.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you got...
Gray was okay. Gave him technically a quality start.
Right.
6 innings, 3 earned runs. So.
You could have scratched... I mean, You got to scratch out a run. You know, when Walters gets a... I think it was in the 7th. He gets the leadoff single was the 7th or the 8th. Yeah, I mean, you got to scratch out... You get a couple guys on. You got to scratch out a few runs. That's where they were. They scratched out one, but they need to scratch out a couple. I'm with you. The pitching's holding up, man.
All right, next on the Morning Brew.
Everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Okay. I don't know where to start on this. So a video of Russell Wilson revealing his alter ego, Mr. Unlimited, from 2018 resurfaced. And everyone's talking about it. He You've gotten a chance to do some Seattle games. You've gotten a chance to talk to Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. Is this guy as touched as he appears to be in this video?
No, that video, I'm sure, like, there's certain things you do, and then you look at them, and you're like, yeah, it didn't really. In my mind, it was a lot funnier than that.
Right.
You shouldn't. You just don't release it. You know,
right.
It was like, yeah, I'm not going to put that out there. No, Russell is one of the more thoughtful. Now, here's the deal. And he kind of embraces it. Like, he embraces the nerdery that is Russell Wilson.
He is kind of a nerd.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he'll be the first to admit it. That,
yeah.
That's just kind of the way he's wired. He is. He's just got, he really does have this old soul about him. He's really a good dude. He really is. But he's just kind of a nerd, you know?
Well, I hope he's ready to embrace what's coming his way because.
Well, if that was released in 2018.
Okay. If you were Russell Wilson's teammate, knowing you the way I know you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's open season, right? In that locker room for at least a while.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He better have a thick skin because it's coming, right?
Right. Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I can only imagine what you would do with that.
Oh, you'd
you
have to,
yourself.
You'd have to make him a superhero suit.
Yeah. Right?
Right?
Right? With a giant U on it?
Yeah. With like an underdog
like underdog.
Suit. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, it certainly was cringeworthy to say.
Cringeworthy, great word. Yeah. Great word. Yes.
Shame.
But they all know he's a nerd, so I think it's one of those things where they all just like, yeah, he's a nerd.
Yeah. Like, he kinda like reminds me of like Carlton nerd. From The Fresh Prince.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. James Merrillat. Right? James Merrillat, you have an alter ego.
An alter ego?
Do you have an alter ego like
Russell
Wilson?
No, he's just cranky all the time.
Yeah, Mike, what you see is what you get with me, right?
I am Mr. Pessimistic.
I'm not smart enough to come up with a whole nother personality. This is what I got.
This is what you got. What you see is what you have. So what we were talking about in the Avalanche story, you have been front and center, really taking on the whole idea of this really stinks that 90% of Denver can't watch these Nuggets and Avalanche, and just tell me what that back and forth, what that experience has been like for you the last week or so.
You know, it is amazing to me how many people. And look, I'm not saying Comcast is without blame in this situation, but how many people totally blame Comcast, give altitude a free pass, or the ones that really frustrate me are the people who just say, "Hey, there's ways to watch the game." Well, sure, but, you know, I can't switch to DirecTV. A lot of people are in that situation, right? If you're in an apartment or a condo and it doesn't face south, well, you can't get DirecTV. Or HOAs, you can't put up a satellite dish, or there's any number of reasons you can't make that switch, right? The app doesn't work if you're not a DirecTV subscriber. I don't really want to try and, you know, bootleg the video off the internet through Kazakhstan. Like, that's just not something that is in my wheelhouse. So really it's making me jump through a bunch of hoops to get to watch the games, and it's frustrating. And it, to me, it's Altitude's responsibility. It's Kroenke's responsibility to get their product to their customers. That at the end of the day, that's it. So I just don't know that there's another market where fans have gone, where 90% of fans have gone an entire season not being able to watch their team, let alone two teams. Here we are after a pandemic. We haven't had, or in a pandemic, we haven't had sports for 4.5 months. They come back on. We can't watch the games, which is frustrating. But the big part of it is that the Avs games are on NBC Sportsnet. So if I lived in Phoenix, I could watch the games. But Altitude has the right to block and to black out, national TV games so people have to watch the regional broadcast, and they're exercising that right. Well, that to me, when 90% of the fans can't get Altitude, that's a bad move, and that's not thinking about the fans. It's trying to get leverage out of these three games, thinking that's going to make some difference with Comcast, which it's just not. So, look, the whole thing is frustrating. It upsets me. I just think it's doing a really bad job on the part of Altitude and KSE of getting their product in front of fans. I've had the opportunity to watch more Lakers games this year than Nuggets games. That's not good for building a fan base.
What about, speaking of the Nuggets, what about Michael Porter Jr.'s performances over the last two games? And has he earned himself a starting spot on the roster come the real playoffs? Not these, you know, not these let's satisfy the RSN games.
Sure. No, I think he has. I don't think he'll start. I think, you know, head coaches tend to love veterans over rookies or young players. And Michael Malone has shown that he's in that category, right? He played Jameer Nelson over Jamal Murray during Jamal Murray's rookie year over and over and over again as though Jameer Nelson was ever going to lead them anywhere, right? So that was silly. So I would expect he's going to go with the veteran. He's going to go with Will Barton or he's going to go with Gary Harris when those guys come back. He should go with Michael Porter Jr. because if this team – and look, I think they're close to being a contender now, but if they're going to be a contender, you know, kind of in that window we all thought, which was 2021 to 2025 – their big three have to be the Joker, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter Jr. So you might as well get him experience in big games, in playoff situations, and start building toward that. But again, coaches are all about right now and winning now and, you know, trying to – and Michael Malone's in a little tougher situation this year than he was when he played Jameer Nelson over Jamal Murray because they weren't even a playoff team then. Now, look, if things go right, could they give the Clippers and the Lakers – a little bit of a run? Sure. So I kind of would understand why he went with the, would go with the veteran or lean toward a veteran. But if it's me, I'm playing Michael Porter Jr. because I think if this team ever wins a championship, that guy's going to be a part of the equation. So you might as well get him out there and start building toward that.
Avalanche have any kind of a hint of a goaltending controversy heading into the playoffs?
I don't know if it's a controversy, but you know, I saw people saying yesterday, oh, good problem to have. Yeah, except, you know, for me, it's better when you're just writing down, you know exactly who you're penciling into your starting lineup, right? You just, if you're Jared Bednar, you know who you're going with that night. I think trying to kind of guess and who's going to be hot tonight, makes it a little tough. It's like this may be a bad analogy, but it's like the guy who has two kickers in fantasy football and he's always trying to guess, oh, this week it's going to be McManus. He's going to kick the most field. You're never going to pick right. It kind of feels that way to me. But look, both of them are playing really well, and I guess at the moment it kind of looks like, you know, whoever Bednar picks, they're going to play well, and it's going to be fine. So I don't think it's a controversy. I don't think it'll be a problem, but I would rather just have my guy and know exactly who I'm going to put out there every single game, unless there's an injury. To me, that's a better situation. I think this having to flip a coin or having to guess who's going to have the hot hand could be a little problematic.
Yeah, I totally agree. That was a bad analogy. I'm gonna ask you. Hey, Von Miller comes out and talks about. I thought he was just incredibly honest about, you know, how Michael Jordan affected him in his training this off season, and he put aside the endorsements and the going places, obviously because of COVID-19, and just reinvested in himself and really admitted that the last couple of years haven't been his best years. You know, I think the honesty was appreciated. You are human. Those things do happen to you. What'd you make of Von Miller's press conference yesterday?
I loved it. You know, I think this free pass that he got in terms of, well, he's not a leader on this team because that's just not his personality. It's like, well, maybe that wasn't his personality when he was 22, but he's 30 and he's the highest paid guy on the team. And at some point you kind of have to be a leader, right? Like, we all kind of have to grow up at some point and, you know, live our lives a little differently as more responsibility comes our way. You know, the guy that's married and with kids doesn't live the same life as he did when he was single at 22. So, I think that, you know, he had the right mindset, and he's also a guy that has made these transitions before. I mean, I think one of the most impressive things about Von Miller is in 2013, his career was going the route of Alden Smith. He was having off the field issues. He was out of shape and got hurt. You know, he was not going down a good path, failing the drug test, getting, you know, not only failing it, but getting caught trying to cheat the drug test, just kind of a mess, and really did turn his life around, turned his career around. He deserves a ton of credit for that, right? We're all really quick to jump all over guys who make mistakes. Well, we ought to be just as quick to praise guys when they recognize it and they fix it. Vaughn did it in that regard. So that's why I think this time around it's probably more than just lip service, because he is a guy who has made those very public transitions from kind of one phase of life to another. He certainly looks like a guy in terms of his physical conditioning and shape that he came into camp. He looks like a guy who is taking this season serious and, you know, is trying to prove some people wrong. So I think he can make that transition from, you know, fun-loving guy in the locker room to team leader. And I think he said everything that you want to hear out of a guy. Now, again, it's going to be, all right, you know, show me. But I think he can do it, and I loved hearing what he had to say at his press conference. It was great.
All right, James. Clearly, Mr. I don't know, Mr. Pessimistic.
No, that's unfair. Mr. Realist.
Mr. Realist. Mr. Pragmatic.
Yeah, there you go.
Huh?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. While we were chatting, we got one text that said, "Just bootleg it." Well, I can't say what he said, but
see, there you go.
He said, "Just bootleg it." And you know, we're all dads, and there are a lot of dads out there listening. Maybe that maybe that texter just is a dad as well. So when your child is throwing a temper tantrum, do you allow them to do it? Do you condone the temper tantrum? No, you don't. And what you're saying is, well, just bootleg it. No, I don't. That all that's doing is you're condoning billionaires, Stan Kroenke and Comcast, for acting like children, throwing a temper tantrum. That's condoning it. No, I'm not going to condone it. You guys, get your act together. And I'm going to really put the onus on Kroenke, because if you add up what all of his franchises are worth, it is literally in the billions, like over what, 10, 11, $12 billion.
Yes.
If you add up what all his properties are worth. So during these times that we're living in, especially at the end where people desperately want to be able to see these teams on TV without having to bootleg it, you blank, I put the onus on him to do what's right for his fans.
Right.
But ask the folks in St. Louis.
Yeah.
How that works.
Here's what I would say. I pay whatever I have to pay to get the package that I enjoy watching from television. I don't live in my parents' basement, and I don't know how to bootleg stuff.
And I don't want to know how to bootleg stuff, right? I don't want to have to jump through that hoop.
Right. I could do it. I've got a 14-year-old son that could, it's wired in his DNA when he was born to be able to show me how to do this stuff. I don't want to, and I shouldn't have to. And I'm not going to condone the actions of these companies.
Here's the crazy thing. The majority of us would do, if it was available to us, we would pay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, it's both sides that are at fault here, but right now, Kroenke could waive the blackout rule. We could all watch these three games because we've been desperate to see it. And okay, we can have a little bit of fun and excitement and get ready for the playoffs, which are all going to be on national TV. So although the first round, he may black out those two, for the Avs, which would be just preposterous. But yeah, he could do the right thing. KSC could do the right thing and let us all see him. Instead, they'd rather just, you know, have their little squabble and try and gain some leverage, whatever it may be. And we're like the kids in an ugly divorce, and that's not a fun feeling.
All right, James, thank you.
You bet. Thanks,
James Maryland from 1043thefan.com joining us on the Fireball Hotline. Coming up next, is Cortland Sutton worried at all about how this offseason is going to affect this young, exciting Broncos offense? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.